I believe that she also said she was going to adjust her bill to make the rate 7%. And at 7%, there's simply not enough revenue to do what the bill calls for. And realistically, the 7% is only the state tax rate, and you have to push the local taxes on top of that, which by their calculation probably makes it about 10%. I believe to do this correctly, and particularly with regard to SJR1, Senator Ridgway's bill, you would need a rate somewhere between 13 and 15%.
At the state level or combined?
Combined.
Yeah, she also spent some time comparing Missouri with Tennessee. I know you've heard those comparisons before. Tennessee doesn't have an income tax, and their economy seems to be doing better than ours, and it must be because they have a fair tax, she said.
Well, I think that they don't have a fair tax. Okay, they have a more expanded sales tax than what Missouri has. Two of the big things that would be taxed under the consumption tax, which I like to call it, because it's going to tax what you consume, that are very unpopular are rent and health care. Okay? And to make their consumption tax work, you would have to tax rent and health care. Tennessee is not taxing rent and health care. I mean, that is a greatly broadened tax base. Other things that would be taxed would be professional services, advertising, child care, utilities, food, many things which we don't currently tax. And but I would lead you back to the two most unpopular things that are going to be taxed, rent and health care. 35% of the Americans don't own their home, and their rent is going to be subject to the consumption tax. And that is incredibly regressive. It's going to fall most heavily on lower and middle income people.
Does Tennessee tax those things?
I don't believe they do.
Then what does Tennessee got that Missouri doesn't have if they're doing okay without a state income tax?
With all due respect, other people are enamored of Tennessee. I happen to be one of those who is not. United States Tax Federation put out a study this year of business climate, and Missouri was ranked 16th, and Tennessee was ranked 27th. So the Tax Foundation doesn't think Tennessee is the be-all and end-all. I think what happened is there are 8 states without an income tax, and some of them are very easy to shoot down why they're not analogous to Missouri. Alaska, as an example, has no sales tax and no income tax. They rely on a severance tax on oil, which we end up paying for. And so that's one that's pretty easy to dismiss, and I think they, through the process of elimination, the only one that was left, they said, well, maybe looks okay, is Tennessee. I've never been enamored with Tennessee. I don't know what the fascination is.
Well, the way they explain it, we're similar in population. They're a little bit larger. We're similar in where we are in the country, and that's why they make the comparison.
But, Bob, you know, they would lead you to believe that there are no business taxes in Tennessee, and the business taxes in Tennessee are higher than those in Missouri. I can prove that. The business taxes in Missouri raise about $400 million. Those in Tennessee raise, I believe it's about $650 million. It's simply called a franchise tax as opposed to an income tax, but it's still a tax on business. So this thing that Tennessee doesn't impose any taxes on businesses is just not true.
Chris, give me one of those real quick. If I could show you guys why there's not enough revenue at 7%. Okay, the prebate. Okay, that's the payment that's required, up to the poverty level to try and not tax the basic necessities of life. The Show Me Institute calculation at 5.79%, that costs $2.1 billion. Okay. The amount of money that's required to be replaced, according to the governor's FY 2012 budget, is $7.8 billion, plus the prebate, okay, which at 5.79%, not at 7, requires $2.1 billion, according to the Show Me Institute. Add those together, it's over 10. And again, the rate there is 5.79. At 7%, their base for taxation is $107 billion times 7%. which gets you to $7,490,000,000. So the 7% is simply inadequate. And Senator Ridgway's bill specifically calls for a calculate. There is a calculation in there of the prebate. And the initiative petitions say, well, the General Assembly can pass one, but then they don't give you any money to pass one. And since they repeal all these taxes constitutionally, the only way you could provide for a prebate is through another constitutional amendment that would have to raise the rate by at least 3% to generate $2.1 billion. So this 7% is just a facade. There is no rational basis for that number.
You mentioned 15% before. Is that the high end, or is that the middle? Or
15%, well, do their 10%, 7 plus 3 gets you to roughly 10 for state and local taxes. The prebate, I think, costs 3 to 4. And then the next question is, are you going to tax all of health care? Okay. And in the initiative petitions, they list health care in the exemptions, and this is in here. But then in their arguments about the fiscal impact, they say, well, sure, health care is going to be in the base. And the reason they do that is because taxing health care is incredibly unpopular. Okay? And so it depends on what you do. At 15%, I assume that at least part of health care would be excluded. They're trying to have it both ways, and I'll show you the page here. This is what the petitions say. Okay? And it says sales or services for the benefit of any individual's health care as may be provided by law. In 8 of them, those are the exemptions. The 9th one doesn't say as provided by law. It just says it's exempt. And I consulted a lawyer and said, can you constitutionally take away that exemption by not passing a law? And the answer was no, it's in the Constitution. The proponents, when they, who also submitted these petitions, by the way, in their fiscal analysis, they say, well, sure, it's included in the base. And why would they do this? Why would you have this juxtaposition? It's because taxing health care is incredibly unpopular. So they want you to believe that it's going to be exempt, but then they turn around in the fiscal analysis and say, we're going to tax it.